He's the one, the only, Perry Seibert from the Michigan Movie Critics Guild, our movie reviewer on the Lucianne Lance Show here on 1290 WLBY. Welcome back, Perry. The movie this week is called Black Bag.
The new film from Steven Soderbergh. It is a combination spy and marriage thriller.
Where are you off to?
Black Bag.
Right. You asked how it works. To be with someone in this business, this is how. You each know what you know, and you know what you'll do, and you never discuss certain things again. I watch her, and I assume she watches me. I would do anything for you.
Would you?
Yes.
If a situation presents itself, would you choose your marriage over everything else?
My devotion to my marriage is my professional weakness. Love you.
You got a breach. What did you do?
One of our people stole something.
Something extremely valuable.
You cannot imagine the damage. Find the leak.
Wow, looks good.
It is. Michael Fassbender is the lead. He is George. He is a spy in the British government, for the British government. He's a member of the MI6. And he is a master interrogator. And I don't want that term to make people think like he tortures people. That's not what I'm talking about. He can read people. He knows he can spot liars really, really well. He is a master at interrogating people who are in on a lie detector. He is married to Kate Blanchett, who we find out is another bigwig at MI6. They are both spies. Mm-hmm. And whenever they are talking about their life together, every once in a while, they'll talk about, yes, that's in the black bag, meaning I can't tell you what that is.
Oh,
and so it makes you
reference.
Yes. So it makes you think about how much do you trust your partner, especially when, as we find out in the opening scene of the movie, a device that has a very scary name has gone missing and must be found. And it's quite possible that Kate Blanchett's character took it.
Okay.
And so what will George do as he hunts down where this device has gone, who is responsible for stealing it, and what do they plan to do with it?
So if George is such a master interrogator who can really read people, he should know if his wife did it or not.
Well, you know, he's not perfect. It's not science fiction. He's also a professional spy. She's very good at this, too.
Well, true. And also, I think that your vision gets colored when it's one of your own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it was an inside job from somebody. That's half the fun. There's only about really seven characters that matter in this movie, Lucianne, and we meet six of them in the very first scene. It's a dinner party that George and his wife throw in order to bring basically all the possible suspects to their house. This movie opens with a half hour sequence that feels like it should be the middle of the movie. And that's a compliment. It is a really wildly entertaining dinner as he gets these people to confess really, really personal things and accuse their various significant others of things.
Wow.
It's highly dramatic and a lot of fun. And it's just the beginning of the movie.
May I say that Kate Blanchett looks beautiful as a brunette? Oh, wow. She looks fantastic. And I'm usually partial to blondes, but she looks great. And may I also say Pierce Brosnan, who is in here, it has aged markedly.
We've seen Pierce. I've been watching Pierce age over the last few years in the movies he's chosen to do. And this is what I was going to get to this in a little bit, but we will bring it up now.
Okay.
He's the seventh character. He is sort of the boss of both the two main characters.
Okay.
Okay. And he is so good in this movie.
He looks great. I mean,
so good that at first I'm like, I didn't know Pierce Brosnan was in it. They hide it early on. Okay. And I had not done enough reading to know.
Okay.
And I'm going, I think that's Pierce Brosnan. No, that's not Pierce Brosnan. And later there's a shot. I'm like, no, that's definitely Pierce Brosnan.
And let me tell you, I didn't know it was him watching the trailer.
Yeah.
I had to go look at the cast of characters.
And he's got this wonderful old school British whole vibe that's unlike anything I've quite seen him do. He can't help it but come off British. But boy, is he really roasting the gray hairs in the London's intelligence scene with this performance in a great way. I don't mean he's mocking that. Like, it is just you want to just slap him right from the go, and you understand why you can't, because of what he can do to you. It's really great, and that's thanks to a very good script by David Koepp, who's a longtime Steven Soderbergh. He's a longtime writer. Koepp's written wonderful stuff for 30 years at this point in his career. Has worked with Soderbergh multiple times. He knows how to put together a film that actually works at various levels in a way that still plays like a popcorn movie, which this does. It's just it's a fun, very talky, but fun thriller. The story's really appealing in a variety of ways. The marriage angle is gotten at through various ways. Like I said before, the two other couples that come at the beginning of the movie, it analyzes what is their level of trust with each other. What does that mean? Who do you confide in? Who can you believe in? The easy tagline is, marriage or country. And that's really, that's so simplistic. That's not what this is. This is something well beyond that. That's a great selling tagline, but the movie does something way much more than that, which I'm really pleased it pulls off.
Is it more of a psychological thriller, Black Bag?
Oh, I think so, except that you're not ever – Soderbergh's stance is always intellectual. He's not one to make you feel things. He wants to analyze and get you to think about things in different ways and to look at things in different ways. And that's really what this is. This is someone who's trying to figure out what's going on. This is a puzzle that this guy's trying to solve. And so we watch him solve it. It's more of a procedural even than a thriller, except that the stakes are really high and you don't necessarily care about everybody in the conventional sense, but you're sure interested. Like, what you're interested not only in what is happening, but how is George going to figure this out? And at the same time, like I said, while he can be very cold and clinical, Soderbergh knows how to entertain. And so the movie has these wonderful scenes that are like, okay, I didn't see that coming. Okay, I'm in. I don't know what this is. And you'll get that right from the beginning with this wonderful dinner sequence that you get right up top, where you're like, I don't know what to make of any of this, and I'm all in. I got to see how this turns out.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, similar movie. I can't remember the name of it.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, right.
No, that's a fun action comedy. That's just no.
Okay.
That's a different, that is, that's the very, very, splashy Hollywood version of this.
Okay.
There's a reason that's about American spies and this is about British spies. There's a difference. There's just a difference. And I guess I'm kind of steeped in this world at the moment, Lucianne, because I've been reading all of Mick Herron's Slow Horses novels.
Oh.
I haven't watched any of the series and I've heard it's great. And I thought I should start reading the books and they're fantastic. So I've had British spies on my mind for a couple months at this point.
You know, and along those lines, I could listen to these voices forever in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Soderbergh knows how to put people on screen. He knows how to tell a story. He knows how to keep things visually interesting without being really showy about it. He does the job that's the hardest thing. It's the basic thing a director's supposed to do. Where's the most interesting place to put the camera? That's the question. That's the only question a director ever has to answer. And Soderbergh does it regularly. He's been doing it on his own without a cinematographer for decades now. You'll notice this is credited to Peter Andrews, the cinematographer. That's his name. That he takes when he's being his own cinematographer, which he always is at this point. He knows how to do this. He's just a wonderful filmmaker. He always has been. And this is another really great film. He tends to make really big splashy entertainments or really small little interesting pieces. This is combining the two. It's 93 minutes. It's the pace of one of the small little exercises, which is another reason why it doesn't feel like a psychological thriller so much. Even though it's pretty thrilling and it's fun to watch these psychos go at it.
Perry Seiber with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild reviewing Black Bag. So where do we see this?
It's in theaters. Opened just last weekend. It is everywhere at the moment. I'm curious how long it'll hang. I haven't looked at what the box office totals were over the weekend, but it is getting a much wider release than Soderbergh's film earlier this year, Presence, the the interesting little I guess we'll call it a ghost story that played very briefly in theaters before going quickly to I forget what streaming service it's on, but that's another one worth checking out.
So here's a little trivia piece. Anyone who listens a long time to the show and to your segment in particular will have heard this before. What is the one and only movie that Perry and I saw together in a movie theater?
What Oscar-winning film?
Yes.
Did the two of us see together? Yes, yes. It was Steven Soderbergh's Traffic.
Yes, it was.
Yes, at the State Theater before the renovations, the old days.
And I learned very quickly that when you sit behind Perry, you do not talk. You do not eat popcorn. You do not crinkle any paper. You sit and watch the movie. Thank you very much.
I don't. And to be clear, I want to make sure people understand. I never shushed you.
No.
I don't shush people.
I think it was a look.
Don't respond.
Yes.
You're not. I'm not paying attention to you at the moment.
Yes.
There is a movie playing.
Yes. So true. So true.
That you've also paid to see.
Yes.
So why are we doing anything else?
I know. That was at the State Theater. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Before the renovations, back when every seat was its own spring.
Yeah.
Yes. You had to find the one that was molded to your particular behind in order to be comfortable. Yes.
Oh, that's true. Beautiful.
so many hours spent in that incredibly weird, awful, wonderful theater.
Yes.
I'm so glad I have experiences of the old state.
So,
love the new one. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad they made the renovations.
Yes.
But yeah. The old one had its unique charm.
So, Perry, who should see Black Bag?
Everybody.
That
you're
good.
All interested. Yeah, it's really, it's very good. I'm you know, it's not going to be, we're not going to mention it again at the end of the year. It's not one of those movies, but it is a rock solid piece of really well-made entertainment that if you are, I think anybody in a long-term relationship will really enjoy what this film does, where this film goes in ways you do not expect. It is the perfect kind of film that you think it is one kind of thing, and it really isn't that, but it's so much like it, you won't notice. It's really good. It's really appealing. It is a crowd pleaser of a movie.
Today's movie, Black Bag, with Perry Seiber from the Michigan Movie Critics Guild on the Lucy Ann Land Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.